Hello, thrill seekers. We're fixing to play some swing music tonight on another Radio Munson. That's a great old Tommy Dorsey song called Opus Number 1. Cy Oliver wrote that for Tommy Dorsey and did the arranging for the Dorsey Band. On the Radio Munson, we begin it's the 18th of August already, and the summer has slipped away from us. I mean, I know it's not official yet, but I'm telling you, the public school kids are already back in class, and classes start, what, Monday? For the Illinois State University students and Illinois Wesleyan University students. And while it may not say fall on the calendar, it just sort of feels like fall. Weather-wise, maybe not so much, because we still have plenty of hot days ahead of us. But we've had our share of early fall rain, haven't we? I mean, this week, we were thinking about building an ark there for a little while. Here we're just a couple of weeks away from September. We got a lot of rain, didn't we, last September? Do I remember right?
The leaves of brown came tall and don't remember that September in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember that September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seemed to play a sweet refrain. To me, it's still September. That's September. And then, dun 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 dun. Da 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 da
Sensation, scat singer, Cyril Aimée, with Jeff Lindbergh's Chicago Jazz Orchestra, cooking here on Thursday night on Radio Munson, broadcasting from Bloomington Normal tonight, but not from the campus of Illinois State University. Instead, I'm broadcasting from an undisclosed location in the city of Bloomington tonight. I say undisclosed because I'm not really sure that this neighborhood is zoned for public radio broadcasting. And I fear, of course, that Mayor Terry Renner might send the goon squad out, you know, knock on the door. And we can't have that in the middle of a program as important as this. You put us down anywhere, And we can do a great vintage jazz and swing show on Thursday nights. Pretty much the attitude that Woody Herman always had.
Pick me a town in any clime where people like a rockin' time. Stay awake both day and night till everybody's feeling good and right. Then throw me smack dab in the middle. Smack dab in the middle. Smack dab in the middle. And let me rock and roll to satisfy my soul. 10 Cadillacs, a diamond mill, 10 suits of clothes to dress to kill, a 10-room house, some barbecue, and 50 chicks not over 22. Then throw me smack dab in the middle. Smack dab in the middle. Smack dab in the middle. And let me rock and roll to satisfy my soul. Bands with chorus girls, a street that's paved with natural pearls, a wagon load of bonds and stocks, then open up the door at Fort Knox and throw me smack dab in the middle. Smack dab in the middle. Smack dab in the middle. And let me rock and roll to satisfy my soul. A lot of bread, gangs of meat, oodles of butter, something sweet, gallons of coffee to wash it down, bicarbonate of soda by the pound. Now throw me smack dab in the middle, smack dab in the middle, smack dab in the middle, and let me rock and roll to satisfy my soul.
That's Woody Herman singing with his own band here on Radio Munson. You're smack dab in the middle of Thursday evening on GLT with the pianist Skitch Henderson and a little combo he put together and my gal, Sal. My Gal Sal. It's an old standard song. Paul Dresser wrote that decades and decades ago. Skitch Henderson. That may have been the last album Skitch Henderson did. One of the last couple of albums called Skitch Henderson, Swinging with Strings. And Skitch was at piano. And what he called his fiddlers three, Bucky Pizzarelli and Gene Bernancini playing guitars, Peter Appleyard on vibes, and Nicky Parrott on bass, and Joe Ashwan on drums, in a swinging, hand-picked violin quartet on Radio Munson. I've always been intrigued by the relationship in jazz history of Billie Holiday, the singer, and the great tenor saxophonist Lester Young. Both flawed individuals in a lot of ways, both certainly in need of friends, and they got to be great pals. Lester Young was the guy who first started calling Billie Holiday Lady Day, and Billie Holiday, in turn, pinned the nickname Prez, P-R-E-Z, Prez, on Lester Young. They didn't record together all that much, but here's one they did. Munson here on GLT on Thursday evening, broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Bloomington, Illinois, tonight. Hope we don't get busted before 9 o'clock Central Time. That was Roy Eldridge, I believe, playing that muted trumpet with Billie Holiday back there. The pianist here is Dan Rosengard, and Lynn Seaton is playing the drums. Brad Chagetta is going to play some trombone, Ryan Kaiser on trumpet, and Doug Lawrence on tenor saxophone. It's a group called the DMP Big Band, saluting Duke Ellington. And here's a song that Ellington wrote called What Am I Here For? What am I here for? Well, I'd say to play some Duke Ellington music tonight. The DMP Big Band from New York. Boy, Ellington wrote some great stuff, didn't he? Here's one he and clarinetist Barney Bigard teamed up to write. Irving Mills did the lyrics a little later on. And Tony Bennett sings it here with Wynton Marsalis on trumpet and the plunger mute of trombonist Al Gray.
You ain't been blue. No, no, no. You ain't been. Till you've had that mood and the go, that feeling goes stealing down to my shoes while I sit and sigh. Long blues always get that mood indigo since my baby said goodbye. In the evening when lights are low, I'm so lonesome I could cry. Cause there's nobody cares about me. I'm just a soul who's bluer than blue can be. When I get that mood in the go, I could lay me down and die. A soul who's bluer than blue can be. When I get that mood indigo, I could lay me down and die.
Tony Bennett, Al Gray's trombone, Wynton Marsalis playing that muted trumpet. On Radio Munson with a great Ellington song. We're going to hear from Duke's band a little bit later on.
Mm-hmm.
on Radio Munson. K-Star has somebody she'd like you to meet.
They call her hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. Well, leather is tough, but Hannah's heart is tougher. She's a gal who likes to see men suffer. Tease 'em, thrill 'em, torture and kill 'em is her delight, they say. Well, I saw her at the seashore with a great big pan. There was Hannah pouring water on a drowning man. She's hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, G.A. In old Savannah, I said Savannah, the weather there is nice and warm. The climate's of a southern brand, but here's what I don't understand. They got a gal there, a pretty gal there, who's colder than an Arctic storm. Got a heart just like a stone. Well, even icemen leave her alone. They call her hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. Leather is tough, but Hannah's heart is tougher. She's a gal who likes to see men suffer. Tease 'em, thrill 'em, torture, kill 'em is her delight, they say. Well, an evening spent with Hannah sitting on your knee is being in Alaska in your BVDs. Hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, G.A. They say they call her hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, G.A.
Hey, that's our star tonight on Radio Munson, K Star. And I'm glad you had a chance to meet hard-hearted Hannah. Matter of fact, I'm glad I had a chance to meet her as well. Meeting her in an undisclosed location in the city of Bloomington tonight and broadcasting Radio Munson on WGLT in Normal, Illinois. My email address is don.munson, M-U-N-S-O-N, at comcast.net. We're going to do away with the ISU email address tonight. What with the students back on campus and everything, sort of get lost in the shuffle. Here's the thing that Benny Goodman recorded at the Syria Mosque, which was a favorite entertainment venue, in Pittsburgh, PA, in 1938. Benny Goodman had made his mark as the king of swing by that time. And a thing that Mary Lou Williams, the songwriter, pianist, wrote called Roll'em. And Jess Stacy plays piano, Benny Goodman, of course, on clarinet. And then Harry James, a young Harry James, comes in with a little trumpet solo. And this is what swing with a little bit of blues sounded like in the late 1930s. Dance Band, 1938, and a song called Roll 'em. Same year, 1938, Jimmy Lunsford's band was featuring a trio, vocal trio, of Trummy Young, Dan Grissom, and Willie Smith with a song that everybody knew. That's drummer Frankie Capp and his band, featuring Jerry Wiggins playing piano, on a song Neil Hefti wrote called Cherry Point. Boy, Neil Hefti wrote some great stuff, wrote a lot of stuff for the Basie Band. He played trumpet. His family always said he learned to play trumpet at an early age, so if he got drafted, he could play in a band somewhere in the armed services. I don't think he ever actually served in the armed forces, although he would have been in his 20s during the Second World War. Born in Hastings, Nebraska, and became accustomed to watching the great bands play, if not in Hastings, then in nearby Omaha. And eventually joined a number of bands, including Woody Herman's, Woody Herman's early herds, as an arranger and sometimes trumpet player. And he wrote that one called, If He Wasn't in the Service, Why Would He Have Named It Cherry Point, which was the, and still is, the Marines Air Station in Cherry Point, North Carolina, on Radio Munson. Here's a great voice, one of the greatest voices of that era in the genre of jazz. It's Mr. B. It's Billy Eckstine on Radio Munson.
Along from night to night you'll find me too weak to break the chains that bind me. I need no shackles to remind me, for I'm just a prisoner of love. For one command I'll stand and wait now, for one who's master of my fate now. I can't escape, for it's too late now, for I'm just a prisoner of love. What's the good of my caring if someone is sharing those arms with me? Though she has another, I can't have another, for I'm not free. She's in my dreams, awake and sleeping. Upon my knees to her I'm creeping. My very life is in her keeping. For I'm just a prisoner of love.
Billy Eckstine, the great baritone singer who became a band leader in his own right, started a lot of the Bopsters of the late 1940s, the bebop guys. Dizzy Gillespie was one of them. Miles Davis played for Billy Eckstine's band, and there were others as well. Pittsburgh guy, Howard University, wonderful voice. That song was in 1945. Here on Radio Munson, we're just sort of winging it from an undisclosed location deep in the heart of Bloomington, Illinois. Yeah, that's where I am this evening. Broadcasting over WGLT in Normal, Illinois. It's undisclosed because I'm not certain that this area of the city is zoned for public radio broadcasting. If anybody can help me out, I encourage you to do it at don.munson@comcast.net. All right, what's next?
Dance with me. I want my arms about you. The charms about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, gambler's lucky string. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak. But it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek. But it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arms about you and the charms about you. Carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven. And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek.
Irving Berlin wrote that song. That's Daryl Sherman doing honors. Daryl Sherman, a veteran New York City performer, now still appearing all over the Northeast. She probably has played in just about every venue imaginable in New York City over the last 40 years, including Jilly's. She used to go to Jilly's, which was Sinatra's favorite to hang out, and was one of the performers there. She plays piano, does the singing. That was Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar. Dan Barrett, the trombonist, did the arrangement for a wonderful band that included Randy Sankey on trumpet. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Time here in Bloomington Normal, but not on the ISU campus tonight. Well, the Olympics wrap up with closing ceremonies when? That's Sunday evening, right? This Sunday evening. We ought to do a final salute to the people down there who hosted it. Here's a Spitfire band and a song called Brazil. Canada's Spitfire Band, and a salute to Brazil. How do you suppose they'll judge the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro? I think, you know, history has to do that. You have to let that simmer just a little bit on the stove until we sort of look back at it. But I think it'll be judged reasonably favorably. Certainly some exciting moments down in Rio. Well, it's Radio Montano are keeping it in the Americas anyway here this time around. I'm going to do something by a fellow Canadian, Rob McConnell, who played wonderful valve trombone. We'll do that here in the next hour, among other things. Here's Edie Gourmet.
If I am fancy free and love to wander, well, it's just that gypsy in my soul. There's something calling me from way out yonder. Well, it's just that gypsy in my soul. I've got to give vent to my emotions. I'm only content having my way. There is no other life of which I'm fonder. Well, it's just that gypsy in my soul. You're looking at a lady with a lot of busy buzzing in a bonnet. You're looking at a chassis and a lassie that is sick of sitting on it. When I stay home, I tire and pour, so I've got a roam. I'm telling my torso to move. I've got a gun, no cares, no strings. My heart has wings. Oh yes, if I'm fancy free and I love to wander, well, it's something I just can't control. It's just that gypsy that's got me.